President Bush made a defense policy speech today, insisting he'll go ahead with plans for a shield against incoming missiles. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller reports.
Declaring that today's world requires a new defense strategy, President Bush made clear he won't let the 1972 ABM treaty with Russia stop the U.S. from deploying a missile defense system.
This treaty does not recognize the present or point us to the future. It enshrines the past.
But at the same time, Mr. Bush tried to allay Russian concerns by renewing his commitment to dramatically reduce the size of the U.S. nuclear arsenal to what he termed the lowest possible number, though he didn't say what that was. He also didn't say how much an anti-missile program will cost. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
In the struggle over tax cuts, President Bush declares victory.
It's a great day for the American people and the American taxpayer.
Mr. Bush rushed to the Rose Garden to announce a deal in Congress to cut taxes by $1.35 trillion over 11 years.
$100 billion will be distributed right away, this year and next, to help stimulate our economy and put money in people's pockets quickly.
But don't spend it yet. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports from Capitol Hill that lots of details still have to be worked out.
This is a tentative agreement in a conference between the House and Senate, and basically between Republican leaders. It sets the tax cut number lower than the president wanted, slightly higher than the Senate voted for, but there's still a long ways to go. There's no agreement yet on spending numbers, and this is still an outline. Bills to actually decide which taxes to lower and by how much still need to be debated in the Senate.
FBI Director Louis Free is stepping down. CBS News reporter Stephanie Lambadakis has that story.
Louis Free says that after 27 years of public service, he is stepping down and retiring from the federal government in June. Free has been on the job for more than 7 years, and his term hasn't always been smooth. A top official was arrested for spying in February, and Free also had a stormy relationship with former President Clinton over the campaign finance investigation. In his retirement statement, Free thanks President Bush for his, quote, leadership and support for the FBI. Stephanie Lambadakis, CBS News, the Justice Department.
President Bush says he was hoping Free would stay on, but now he has to find a replacement. The early speculation centers on Oklahoma Governor Frank Keating. He's a former FBI agent. Negotiators for Hollywood Studios and the Writers Guild are working against a midnight deadline. That's when the writers' contract expires, and a strike could shut down TV and movie production, throwing tens of thousands of people out of work. But if there's no agreement tonight, the two sides could agree to extend the deadline. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Larry King here with some things you may not know about the healthy heart supplement, garlic. I didn't say garlic, I said garlic. Garlic's a world leader in product potency, and since garlic has been clinically shown to maintain healthy cholesterol levels, for me, that makes garlic dietary supplement the one to trust. Just one tablet daily. Garlic's unique freeze-dried method traps the power of garlic in a natural odor-free tablet. Help keep your heart healthy with garlic, as in unique. Garlic, cholesterol's natural enemy.
We'd like to change your mind about where you change your oil. Why trust in any lube place when you can have a factory-trained technician do the job? Stop into your participating Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury dealership for an oil change. Through June 10th, it's just $21.95 or less. A premium Motorcraft oil change with Motorcraft filter, just $21.95. Quality Care Auto Service. We're ready when you are, 6 days a week.
Up to 5 quarts of Motorcraft oil. Taxes extra. 2001 or newer vehicles may be extra. Disposal fee may be extra. See participating dealership for service hours and details.
Another crisis in the life of supermodel Nikki Taylor. She's in critical condition at an Atlanta hospital after a car crash early Sunday. Her publicist, Lou Taylor, says the car hit a utility pole.
The driver of the car failed to negotiate a turn that I guess in the metropolitan area is a notorious road for this type of accident.
The driver, 27-year-old James Reniger, says he was distracted by his ringing cell phone. Police say they do not suspect drugs or alcohol. Nikki Taylor is 26. She has internal injuries, including liver damage, but no head or face trauma. In 1995, her 17-year-old sister Chrissy, also a model, died of asthma. Space Shuttle Endeavour, blocked by bad weather in Florida, made a safe landing at Edwards Air Force Base in California.
Houston Endeavour, wheel stop.
Han Endeavour Houston, copy wheel stop. Welcome back after a tremendously successful mission taking the arm to space.
The astronauts installed a robot arm on the International Space Station. They also, unexpectedly, lent a hand when the station's computers went haywire. Time on the roundup, 7 past the hour.
Hey, let me me ask you something here. What could be less productive than listening to a radio commercial about your digital printing output? Well, I'll tell you what's less productive. Listening to your coworkers whine all day about your digital printing output. You want what they want. Dependable digital printing output, period. So what you both want is Ricoh.
Ricoh, dependable digital.
Here's important news for people suffering from itchy, burning athlete's foot. It may not be athlete's foot. Most everyday itch is more likely to be foot dermatitis. And antifungal athlete's foot sprays and powders aren't meant for foot dermatitis. You need Gold Bond medicated foot powder. Triple action Gold Bond foot powder has special ingredients that absorb moisture, kill odor, and cool and soothe the burning itch fast. If athlete's foot remedies don't work for you, try Gold Bond foot powder. Fast relief of everyday itch. Use as directed.
A good day for stocks, the Dow up 163 points, the NASDAQ up 52. Most parents try to protect their kids from hazards around the house. They'll cover electrical outlets and store poisons out of reach. But a study at the University of North Carolina found a surprising contradiction when it comes to guns. Of the parents who owned guns, more than a third said they kept them loaded, and 45% said they stored their guns unlocked. Dr. Tamara Coyne-Beasley did the study.
Some parents believe that having a loaded gun in the home accessible, which they potentially could use against an intruder, is a way they can protect their family.
Coyne-Beasley says she's surprised. She assumed that parents who have good general safety habits have good firearm safety habits as well. That's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, May 1st, 2001. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.